Welcome to ITB's Travel Hero podcast, which today welcomes one of ITB's experts, namely Lydia Lee, who is Deputy General Manager at Messe Berlin Shanghai. Welcome, Lydia.
Thank you, Charlotte. I'm Lydia. Very happy to be invited to join this podcast and be honored to share something about China with you.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you on board. For our listeners, my name is Charlotte Lamp-Davies with management consultancy A Bright Approach, and I am your host today. In today's podcast, we will explore trends and behaviours of the Chinese traveller. We know that many Chinese have a very keen interest in travel, and now with borders open again, we will see more Chinese visitors across all continents, and we are keen to find out how we can best engage with them. So, Lydia, welcome again. First of all, I would love to learn a little bit more about you and how you came to work for ITB Messe Berlin.
Thank you, Cheryl, for asking this about me. And actually, I work for ITB China from the very beginning. So I joined ITB in 2016. And then ITB China, our first edition, took place in 2017. So I'm a founding member for this project. So I'm very happy to work together with the whole ITB family, and then working for Messe Berlin for these 8 years, also contributing my exhibition experience and also get more know-how about travel industry. So today I'm happy here can share a lot about Chinese tourism with you.
Fantastic. I think it sets the scene beautifully. Thanks for that introduction. And it must have been love at first sight since you joined 8 years ago. Let's maybe start with me asking you if you could please give us an overview of the Chinese outbound travel market.
China is one of the biggest source market in the world, so everyone with no doubt about this. So, and I would say the recovery of Chinese outbound travel market is quite positive. So that is the robust consumption during the 2024 Chinese New Year holiday. It is an encouraging sign. So although the popularity of certain destinations for outbound travel indicates recovery is still uneven at this junction, according to our partner Trip.com's data, during 2024 Chinese New Year festival, so Chinese trips to visa-free countries such as Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia increased significantly, over 30% increase compared to 2019. Among other nearby destinations such as Japan, South Korea, all achieved great growth compared to 2019. And some other medium and long-haul outbound destinations also witnessed significant growth. For example, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Turkey and Maldives. Countries far away such as the United Kingdom, Argentina and Norway also saw a big increase compared to 2019. It must be remembered that China is yet to recover completely, so imagine when more positive developments come from China, how much a cheer it brings to the industry at the global level.
That's great insights to kind of kick us off for the next questions, Lydia. Thank you very much. Any insights from you on how the Chinese traveler and their travel behaviors have changed over the years?
Yes. Actually, we found the post-90s generation has surpassed the post-80s, becoming the dominant force in the outbound travel market. So travel means to them is all about making it your own, experiencing that really means something to you. So whether getting to know a new place, learning something new, or just having a great time at concert, it's very personal. It's all about what makes you feel alive and inspired. So the trends of the smaller groups, self-guided tours, and customized travel has picked up in the recent past. One of our buyer partners of ITB China, Youtube Group, share us they have seen more travelers wanting to get real with the local scene, such as touring Asian cities by horse-drawn carriage, hands-on cooking of local dishes, and themed photo shoots. So I have to say, times are changing and travel's changing with it. People prefer to participate in and truly immerse themselves in local life. That's all.
Yeah, this is, of course, a trend that we're seeing worldwide. So why would the Chinese traveler be any different indeed? Maybe let's jump over and talk a little bit about what's happening on the social media front in China. I find that very fascinating. And I think it would be interesting to know what we should all be aware of and how does the various platform interact with the travel industry?
Yes, exactly. I think it is a very interesting question. So very much thank you for raising this topic. And so radio and live streaming have become a very big deal in China, especially for travel agents. They use platforms such as we know WeChat, Weibo, Douyin, that is Chinese TikTok, and the little red book, the Xiaohongshu, that's in Chinese. So to reach out the potential travelers. So, you know, during the pandemic, this trend really took off and agents are making the most of it. New Planet Tour, I can give example. This is one travel agency affiliated with Guangzhilu. They told us they earned a whopping RMB 1.13 million in a single day from live streaming on Douyin, this platform. And in just under 30 days, they have achieved a turnover of RMB 12 million yuan. And in addition, the young generation, especially the post-90 and post-2000 generations, they are avid users of new media and social platforms. So as I mentioned just now, they are becoming the major force for travel. So this makes very important to enhance the travel product promotion on new media platforms.
Absolutely. It would certainly indicate that if you don't have a very specific eye on social media platforms, you will be losing out. Do you have any specific tips as to how companies, maybe outside of China, can access these platforms?
Yes. As you just mentioned, this is very Chinese platforms. So no matter WeChat or Douyin, and so for these platforms, my personal idea, I think the best way that is to cooperate with the Chinese partners for these European companies. Because the local Chinese partner, they are close to the market. They know the best how to utilize the platform. And then if our European companies, they wanted to experience this platform, and I would recommend you use the time when you visit China. For example, if you attend IDB China next week in Shanghai, I would highly recommend you download the app in China and ask your Chinese partners to show you something on the platform. You can see and can feel the platform by yourselves. And then you know how it is played, and then later also can more localize actions with your Chinese partners.
I think that's absolutely excellent advice, Lydia. Obviously, especially if you're lucky enough to be in China next week for the ITB convention, but also in general to seek out the best possible partnerships to keep your finger on the pulse in this area. What other opportunities are arising to attract the Chinese travelers sort of in outbound market?
Actually, just as I mentioned before, Chinese travelers now looking for more unique experience and personalized service. This opened up opportunities for travel companies to attract more customers by offering more diversified products. So take a U-tour, and for example, they introduced a snow aurora themed product from the late 2023, at that time they target for the Spring Festival for the New Year 24. And these products have been in high demand. It sold out in 1.5 months before the festival even started. And U-Tour is quite optimistic about this kind of the potential themed travel markets. So they are constantly exploring new concepts such as tourism plus golf, tourism plus duty-free shopping, this kind of theme topic products. Yeah, at the same time, AI is providing its worth in the travel industry. So we know chatbots and AI assistants are revolutionizing the way travelers receiving assistance. So on the other side, travel companies are looking to use AI to improve certain functions. For example, customer service agents can use AI-powered resource, save their time, effort, eventually saving the company money.
Indeed. That's, of course, another factor that plays a big part, as much as, you know, companies and travel wish to service the customers as best as possible. AI certainly plays a big part and will play an even bigger part in getting that right in the future. As we sort of slowly, sadly, begin to come to the end of the podcast, maybe you could also share some updates with us from the MICE and corporate travel market in China.
Yes. In the MICE sector, we're seeing a shift towards smaller but more frequent events. Our partner, Grand China MICE, they shared with us, before the pandemic, they used to handle around 6,000 events per year. And the last year, they organized 7,000 to 8,000 events in total. And meanwhile, Malaysia is becoming increasingly popular. Last year, about 95% of business travelers, they said they'd be willing to engage in leisure activities during their business trips. This is the data coming from Trip.biz. So Malaysia allows employees to extend their stay for leisure and tourism during business trips. They are more willing to bear additional costs of accommodation and transportation themselves than in order to enjoy extended trip. So, you know, as the now work dynamics evolves and employees seek better quality for life. So this trend, blending business and leisure, that is will be more likely to continue to flourish. I think so.
I think you're right. Lydia, thanks for all the insight. Certainly, it seems that we're all very keen to get together in person rather than just online. Although, of course, this has been all done online, and it's been a pleasure to have you with us today. Thank you for being our travel hero today, Lydia.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you, Charlotte.
I would say on the pleasure topic, I am a big fan of pleasure, and I was even a fan long before it was in fashion, so to speak. I always urge people who travel with work to add one or two days extra to explore. It's good for the environment, it's good for the local economies, and to my mind, it's good for the soul, which I think, Lydia, you would probably agree with as well.
Yes, yes. Work-life balance. That is our goal.
That is indeed our goal. Thank you once again, Lydia. It's been a pleasure having you. More updates on the Chinese travel market will be available on the ITB China Travel Trends Report, which will be published shortly and will be available on our official website. Thanks to our audience for listening. You can find more Travel Hero podcasts on ITB's website. And please also look out for the next podcast, where we'll explore how summer 2024 bookings are shaping up. We'll also have a look at the latest trends, and we have invited Charuta Fadnis, Senior Vice President of Focusrite, to join us. She will have a lot of research to share, so please don't miss her. Stay well and stay safe, and thanks for listening.